the public is aware of something ahead of time.
And then one other thing, I like the guidelines on proclamations, but probably also guidelines on presentations.
Oh.
The search presentation tonight was perfect. Mm-hmm. We got the material, it was explained to us, it was short, succinct, it was good news.
There was cake right after.
There was cake.
We can put three very clear criteria in for presentations. Be meaningful, be brief, be seated, if you would like.
and provide documents.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's good too.
Those are all very good. Very good suggestions. So and we'll make the changes, and yeah, I think you'll be pleased.
If I may add, Mr. Mayor, too, the clerk has spent a considerable amount of time addressing these items with other clerks around the state and talking about this at length with the staff in our attorney's office to make sure that things are being done appropriately. So my hat's off to her for doing all of that research.
And to the manager for bringing
some
clarity.
Thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm. Any further comment? Question on that? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next item is Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Are there any reports by any other Assembly members?
Linda?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to give a quick report on a few things that happened at the Southeast Conference annual meeting. I attended along with our borough manager, and as she mentioned, and we'll talk more about later in the meeting, we did meet with the Commissioner of Department of Corrections. Also, there were presentations on basically all of the different industries in Southeast. The positive news in the visitor industry is that it looks up, and it looks like the trend is going to continue to be up in the sense of additional visitors and that sort of thing in the future. Joe Plesha, who's chief counsel of Trident, gave a presentation about the seafood industry, and there are a couple of there was some positive and some negative. The salmon prices in general were up. However, for Southeast Alaska, it was the fourth year in a row that our pink salmon return did not come in on target or forecast, and so there's some concern about that. 4 years in a row is quite a bit of time. So, but there's just theories that people don't know why that is yet. The other thing that Joe Plesha mentioned is that pollock prices are down, and while pollock is mostly a Southwest Alaska fishery, it impacts processors who have plants in a variety of places in the state, and it impacts them by reducing the amount of revenue they have and then money to put into like capital investments. So in that sense, there's, you know, the seafood industry in general is feeling a pinch. A big portion of the meeting was set aside to discuss the ferry and the state ferry system and how to restructure that. There's been an ongoing analysis and meetings throughout the state about what to do, and the general direction is moving more towards a system that looks like the Alaska Railroad system. So, but there's it's still going to be a long road ahead to get there. They're looking at sort of putting together a plan of how to get there over the next few years. And let's see. Oh, we also met with a new a person who is part of a new processing company that has been using sort of a new kind of freezing system in order to fish freeze salmon in the round. This enables them to, during the high season, put up high-quality salmon and then take them out at a time when it's not as busy and do secondary value-added processing. We've talked with them and mentioned Wrangell's community cold storage, 3 million pound community cold storage, and we'll continue to talk with that company about the potential to utilize the cold storage here in Wrangell. And I think that's it.
Thank you, Julie. Anyone have any questions? Thank you very much. Anything further? Item 10B, City Boards and Committee Appointments. We have received letters of interest from our several city boards and appointments, the annual ones. Donna Konicki is for Planning and Zoning Commission, Cindy Martin for Parks and Recreation Board, Julie Decker, Economic Development Committee, Kim Cobalt for Economic Development Committee, Corey Delabrew for Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau. If there are no objections, yes.
We did receive a letter of interest for the Parks and Rec Board, as well from Holly Padilla.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that takes care of the vacancy on the Parks and Rec Board. Mm-hmm. If there are no objections by the Assembly to the above appointments to the City Board and committees, I'll declare them appointed for the terms ending October 2020. That leaves one item on the Planning and Zoning Commission and one on the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Board, in addition to two on the Planning Commission and Zoning Commission that terms expire October 2019 and one October 2018. We'll continue to advertise for those groups. Next item on the item 10D is appointment of vice mayor.
Move to nominate Steve Prasanka for vice mayor.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I know the pledge.
You're never going to live that down.
And you're Canadian.
Just throwing it up there. They're all thinking it.
Any other discussion?
Assemblymembers Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That takes care of item 10. Item 11, persons to be heard. This is an opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is not on the agenda. If you wish to speak on the item on the agenda, you can speak to it now. I'll wait until it comes up on the agenda. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's none. There's nobody.
There's nobody, no persons to be heard. Okay, thank you. Then we move on to item 12, unfinished business. 12A, approval of community development block grant application project selection.
Move to approve the public safety and fire department building rehabilitation, PSB. Rehab, specifically all areas affecting the fire department facilities. Total building rehabilitation project cost is $549,633. Estimated cost associated with the fire department is $294,273. Estimated minimum match required is $137,408, 25% of total project cost.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
The only question I have is the source of funding. The source of the matching grants.
So the cash match that we would use will come from the money that was allocated for the to replace the siding on the public safety building this year, to replace the roofing on the public safety building this year. We will have to dip into the money that was set aside for the pool roof. And there will be some other handful of other small pots of money we'll have to pull from. So when we come back to you with a contract award for that amount, we will have the funding completely outlined for you.
Okay. And when we make a motion, I would always, and if it involves a dollar amount, I always want to know the source of the funding.
So as a rule, I apologize that is not in here. You'll see in the other agenda statements, what we've tried to do is put the amount, the mm-hmm. account number it's coming from, and the amount budgeted, and I'll confirm, I'll make sure from now on that we have all that stuff in there for you.
I think it's easier for us to follow the money.
You are absolutely correct in that.
Yes.
If I could, we do have to come back with a resolution for you all to approve, and that part of that funding will be in that resolution. This was sort of our, based off of the envelope study, was our estimate at this point. We are refining that, so we will have more exact amounts and the sources for you at that time, too.
Okay. It sounds like we're moving money to accomplish this, and then finding funds for the pool and everything else. Okay.
Any further discussion?
Assembly members Howell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. We're moving on to new business, item 13A, approval of revised funding source for amendment number 2. To professional services agreement with PND Engineers for Shoemaker Bay additional 90% engineering design in the amount of $51,227.
Mr. Mayor, would you like just a brief description of why this is on the agenda?
Yes, please.
So the Assembly previously approved a change order to the contract with PNND for the design of Shoemaker Bay Harbor. And the reason it says an additional 90% engineering is because we changed the design from a two-gangway to a single gangway design. And at that time, it was reported that the money for that change order would come from an existing grant with the state of Alaska that we had for design of the project. That grant, unfortunately, had been expended, and that money wasn't available. And so this money is being taken from the harbor fund to be able to pay for this. But the motion in which you guys approved the change order specifically stated the money would come from the grant. So the Assembly needs to approve a revised funding source to pay for that. And it has already been done. We've already paid the money to them. And so it is with hat in hand that we come to you for that. It is certainly not mine nor the staff's preference that we ever come to you and ask for something after the fact. So, yes, we'll blame Greg Meisner, who's pointing in multiple directions like the scarecrow at the moment.
We should probably get a motion on the table.
I should. That's my fault. I apologize. Yeah.
Approval revised funding source for amendment number 2 of professional service agreement with PND Engineering for Shoemaker Bay Harbor, additional 9% engineering design in the amount of
$51,227. Second.
We moved and second. Continue with the discussion.
And as you said, this is a reapproval we're doing.
Yes, it's to change the funding source. That's correct.
Okay. And then we still have a million plus.
That's correct.
In the fund.
That's correct.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of amendment number 3 to professional services agreement with PND Engineers for Shoemaker Bay Harbor 100% engineering design in an amount of $122,331.
Move to approve amendment number 3 of professional service agreement with PND Engineering for Shoemaker Bay Harbor and 100% engineering design in an amount of $122,331.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
And this money comes from the same grant.
The same fund.
Same fund.
That's correct.
Okay.
And this takes us, obviously, from 90% design to 100% design and gives us bid-ready construction documents and assistance through the bid process.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members, Prasanka?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, resolution number 10-17-1381, a resolution of the Borough Assembly of the City and Borough of Glenville, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2018 budget by transferring $9,215 from Ports and Harbors Reserves to the Ports and Harbor Capital Improvements Expenditure for the City Dock Electrical Project.
Move to adopt resolution number 10-17-1381.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I can give a breakdown if you would like. So this project was approved as part of last year's budget, as I understand it, and the project moved forward and there was a slight overage, and that breakdown is approximately $3,000 on electrical for actual electrical work, approximately $2,000 for the electrical inspector, and then $4,000 in civil work that was necessary in order to put the appropriate conduit in to finalize things. And as I understand it, you know, the staff is the one that came up with the estimate for this and was just slightly under the mark on the absolute amount of money that was necessary. Again, this is an after-the-fact approval that we're asking for, and part of what we hope to do in moving forward with capital improvement project stuff is being able to get some more solid numbers and estimates to you so that we have enough money in the project fund to be able to address change orders. This change order amount is within the manager's spending authority, but the reason it's coming before you in a resolution is because we have to move money from one fund to the other in order to accommodate the overage.
Any discussion?
I just want to say, and I appreciate that these things happen.
Absolutely.
But my expectation is that we limit this as much as possible. We have another change order coming up in our next resolution here. And I really would like to see, my tenure here, I've seen a lot of these flow in front of us. Mm-hmm. It makes me nervous about our bidding process if we are continuously having change orders. And there's been a few, I can't give you numbers, but I know I see a lot of it. So I don't, and again, people are so stretched here. I really recognize that our workers, everybody is very stretched. I'm not sure if it's a matter of different process or drawing different professionals in or how we do it, Lisa, but I'm confident that you'll be able to help tighten that up.
That's certainly my hope, because the last thing I want to do is come to the assembly with after the fact approvals. And I appreciate you recognizing the fact that the staff is worn fairly thin on things, and so stuff is going to fall through the cracks from time to time, but hopefully we are able to budget appropriately for things with a mix of items, better cost estimating, perhaps bringing in experts to spending a little bit more money up front in the planning and the understanding of what the scope of stuff is, and when we budget line items for things, budgeting what is an appropriate amount of money so that it accommodates what you would consider a reasonable contingency for that project, and then we would report back to you that contingency has been used. And as a rule, many of those things would come under the manager's spending authority and then just be reported back to you. But my hope is that if there are major change orders, we're able to bring those back to you, even if it's that we have to call a special meeting so that you're able to approve that stuff up front.
And if I might just follow up, my fear with this is that as we're evaluating projects, we're saying yes to some and no to others. And if all of a sudden this project at City Dock, say the next one coming up, the Upper Rock, as an example, we're $50,000 over on that, we may have postponed that project in favor of another project. So in many ways, our agenda is being set for us with these change orders. And I don't like that. Because I think this is a fairly fiscally responsible group, and I'd like to see us be able to make good decisions with good information. Again, I do appreciate that it's tough, but I would like us to make every effort.
Please know also that the staff is very fiscally responsible as well and looks at every effort to be able to save money. And,
sure.
And I know that in a perfect world, this would never happen. And so we're gonna put our heads together and see what we can come up with to have more sound estimates to things moving forward so that this doesn't happen.
Please do not construe my comments as being critical of the staff. I believe they're doing the best that they can.
The problem is that what we have done is we put you in a position where you have no choice but to say yes. and that's not a comfortable position to be in. Right, we have the money and these funds to be able to pay this stuff, but what if we didn't? So.
Thank you.
And I was thinking along the same lines. We hire these consulting firms to construct the bids for us and facilitate the bidding process, but there's no rebate if they underestimate the bid. It would be nice if we could hold them responsible and get a rebate when they make a mistake.
So in these instances that we're looking at right here, these were cost estimates put together by the staff. And that's, I certainly, that is not meant to be a criticism of them whatsoever. The staff have a million things that they're doing trying to fit this in, and they are not experts estimating on these things. And so they're doing the best that they can. And as I have mentioned in previous meetings, what I would like to do is, it means spending a little bit more money up front on bringing in an expert to help us get these estimates correct, so that the staff isn't feeling like they're liable for coming up with an estimate that is not correct because they don't have the knowledge they need or the time they need to do appropriate estimating.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Howell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D. Approval of change order number 2 to BW Enterprises LLC for change conditions for the waterfront armor lot city dock project in the amount of $50,412.50.
Move to approve change order number 2 to BW Enterprises LLC for change conditions for the waterfront armor rock city dock project in the amount of $50,412.50.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion?
This goes along the same vein previously. It's just on a far larger magnitude. The amount of rock and civil work was underestimated. And one of the things that you need to do, obviously, is when you have a contractor mobbed, you need to be able to do stuff on the fly. And one of the reasons why this is coming to you so late is because of the time in which the invoice was received from the contractor with the quantities on it. So part of that is us waiting for the contractor to provide us with appropriate paperwork so we can bring that forward to you.
Yes. So I had a question. It says October 2nd. Is that when the invoice was received, or when was the work done?
The work was, I'd like to ask Greg if he could clarify when the rock work was done. It was done last year, wasn't it?
June of this year.
What happened?
With the whole thing or the invoice?
Greg, would you come up to the microphone, please?
Greg, my two close to that. If you want me to explain to the big number of that, we'll give you a second if you like. You see the two, and she's right, Borough Manager's correct. Our attempt was to, on this one especially, not bring in an engineer who would have us, you pay them to survey it and then design it and then inspect it and then resurvey it to make sure it's proper and then sign off on it. And with all that taking place, what you really would have ended up that was different was accurate numbers. So you still would have paid all that above the accurate numbers. The numbers would be the same, but it would have been up front rather than come back like we're doing now. So that was our attempt. And then the other half, almost half of this was, there was a culvert sticking out that runs all the way back from about Samson's front door straight out into the waterfront. And it was damaged. We didn't know how much it was damaged. So we thought we'd fix the end of it. When we started tearing it up, we realized it was back clear of the concrete, plugged full of material and damaged. So he dug all the way back to the concrete. We weren't cut the concrete, and he stopped. So he had to trench and remove all that. And then harbor staff spent 2 days with the hose and a little bitty box and a hole just flushing this thing, trying to get it all out so we wouldn't have to tear the concrete up. And then he repaired that. So that was part of that big chunk. And that was unforeseen how bad it was to get into the project. So that would have happened even with an engineer because you didn't know until we estimated. So part was the rock difference. I was trying to survey, if you will, without surveyors on hand. And the other was just that that culvert that we had to dismantle a lot more than we thought.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Well, and again, about the budget, I don't understand. It says the amount budgeted, it said zero, being transferred from Ports and Harbors reserves by resolution. So
That's because item number E next
is coming
transfers
up.
The money.
Okay.
That's correct. So there was zero money budgeted up front for this change order.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly Member Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, Resolution Number 10-17-1382, a resolution of the Borough Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2018 budget by reducing Ports and Harbors reserves, ending by $81,692.50, and increasing the Ports and Harbors Capital Improvement Expenditures account number 74010-401-7900 by $81,692.50 for the purpose of providing funding for the Waterfront Armor Rock City Dock project.
Move to adopt resolution number 10-17-1382.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
So, Mr. Mayor, if I may explain, yes. It probably looks a little odd that item D previously that the Assembly approved is for $50,000 and change, and the resolution is for $81,000. And to explain that to the public, there was $30,000, roughly $30,000 remaining on the original contract with a contractor that was open that did not get carried forward in the budget for this year, and so we're having to make that up. And we are hoping, I have been working with Lee, we are hoping to change the way we budget for capital and major maintenance projects, because oftentimes those projects span fiscal years, and if you cut off those accounts at the end of each year, then you have to estimate the amount that you're rebudgeting annually. If you create a CIP and major maintenance fund where those funds, those unexpended funds but encumbered funds, carry forward from year to year, then you're not having to do that. And so that's going to help in this instance where, like, that $30,000 that just accidentally got left out of the budget doesn't get left out again. It carries forward.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of the application from the Total Bar and Liquor Package Store to the Alaska Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, requesting approval of a change in the floor plan contingent on state fire marshal and Wrangell building permit approvals.
Go ahead.
Move to approve an application from the Totem Bar and Liquor Package Store with the condition of the approval is dependent on the issuance of both Fire Marshal's approval to construct and a Wrangell building permit to the Alaska Alcohol Beverage Control Board requesting approval of change in the floor plan.
Second.
Mr. Mayor? I didn't declare a conflict of interest on this, but my brother owns this bar.
Do you receive any funding from that?
No.
I don't see a conflict.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I just wanted to ask a question for clarification. Is this somewhat of a similar approval in the sense that, as the condition, I guess, the same as the condition that we placed on Happy Cannabis, the new pot business in town?
I'll let the city clerk answer that question.
It is somewhat. Essentially, what I was told was that the bar owner was told he did not have to get fire marshal approval But upon research and talking to the fire marshal, our public works director determined that yes, he does need to get approval. And we can't approve the building permit until the fire marshal signs off on it. And so essentially, yes, that's the long answer to your short question. It is an approval with a condition.
And it's my understanding the applicant has no issue with that, is happy to move forward with whatever is necessary. We just, as administration, didn't feel like we needed to hold up approval of this recommendation back to the ABC board. We felt we could put a condition on it. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of fiscal year 18, Wrangell Regional and Community Jail Contract Amendment 4.
Move to approve FY18 Wrangell Regional and Community Jail Contract Amendment Number 4.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
And the police chief agreed to and said these are doable?
That's correct.
In passing, were there some items that he took off the list?
All four of the items were items that were originally provided as opportunities for the borough. And I think I mentioned in a previous manager's report that the police chief had a considerable number of questions and concerns related to training and making sure that people who were violating conditions of their parole and other things, you know, were still held accountable, even though it's not a crime anymore based on the crime bill that was passed in the Senate last year. Passed through the legislature last year, and his biggest concern with regard to training was, were we going to have to take staff out of town and pay for travel and all of that stuff? Would they be providing updates to the programs? And specifically with the diversion aspect, was the police department going to be required to just magically come up with diversion programs as something they'd never done before without any assistance? And we got answers to all of those questions. As Assemblymember Decker mentioned earlier, we met with the Commissioner of Corrections and the Director of Pretrial Services when we were in Haines. And specifically with regard to diversion, the state is going to be hiring a diversion coordinator to help local jurisdictions develop options for those people locally that the local police department considers to be candidates for diversion. And you know, an example that was given is you've got a kid that gets into trouble, and really it's a stupid mistake that was made. Does that kid's life get ruined by, you know, charging him and sending it? What good is done by sending that kid to jail? If you can come up with a local diversion program that works, that helps that person make amends and get on the straight and narrow, then that's what they're looking for. The Department of Corrections is really looking for a collaboration between the communities and the Department of Corrections to help keep as many people out of the jail system as possible. And they want this very much to be a partnership. And Assemblymember Decker can speak to this as well. I was very encouraged by the conversation that we had and imparted that to the police chief. And he was comfortable, given that the answers that we got from the state, that we would give these things a try. The thing that was very helpful for me to know is that they said if a community is having difficulty meeting the obligations of one of these tasks, there is no problem in amending the contract coming up for the next year to say this isn't something that the community can handle anymore, and we take it off the list and we don't do it anymore. On the flip side of that, let's say Wrangell comes up with 10 candidates for diversion, and it's really taxing our resources here to be able to do that. They said there are likely going to be communities that don't accept some of these, and so they may have a small pot of money available that they can reallocate some of that additional to communities who are having great success with programs and need some more resources. So it's really a case of open communication and trying to work with the communities to see what works best. And I'm wholeheartedly encouraged by this. And our police chief is happy to make a go of it and see if we can make these things work and make a difference.
Yes, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I just wanted to add to what the borough manager reported. I agree the commissioner of corrections was very open, and my takeaway was that he's really looking for innovative ways to help communities manage more of this in a reasonable way for what makes sense in their community, and sort of add to their capacity to do that. They're trying to obviously manage a statewide budget as well, but I think I liked his approach to this, and I think he really wants to empower the local police departments. Because they're the ones that know the community. They know many times the people that they're coming in contact with. They a lot of times will know better than the state whether somebody is a risk or not. And so they're sort of in a better position to handle the situation, and I think that's what he wants to empower. So I really liked his approach, and I think he also has a good feel for, you know, let's just try it out, and, you know, we'll sort of come back around and continue this conversation every 6 months and see how things are working. So I agree with the manager. I think this is a good thing. And as long as our chief of police, you know, feels like it's manageable, I support it.
Steve.
I think it's great. My only caution is I hope that we don't receive money for diversion programs and funnel that money to other places to make our budgets work. If this money is indeed for running these programs, we need to use it for running these programs. We need well thought out and quality programs in order for it to be successful. If we just sort of pretend that we're doing it and fund some other police officer with the money, that's not going to do much for us. So my second point would be that I see this as a collaborative process, and so we need to involve TRUD. We need to contact search and ensure that the substance abuse programs are aware and participating, and also the mental health practitioners within the community and our medical practitioners.
Our hospital, yeah.
Our hospital is involved as well. So this is I think, a relatively complex thing, but can
and
be done.
School.
And the school as well.
School system,
great point.
And I was going to ask about the youth court. Has that been disbanded?
I don't know the answer to that question. I'll have to find out.
I believe it has.
I wonder if the commissioner, I thought that was a very good program for low-level offenders, especially the youth, if we could somehow get that reestablished.
I think the problem with that is finding somebody to coordinate it. That was a problem, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of it was that part of the money was used to fund the youth court. Part of the money was used to have a DMV person. And so, again, we had the money diverted to other things. So, I want to understand what we're doing, and I want to hear about the programs that we're putting in place, and I want to ensure that we're funding them correctly. A report back would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any further discussion? Roll, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13. H. This is the item that we...
So I just move to postpone?
Yes, please.
Move to postpone this item until October 24th, 2017, regular assembly meeting.
Second.
Been moved in second. The reason for this is the paperwork that needs to be done. So. Any discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, approval of the modified assembly meeting calendar for November 2017.
Move to approve the modified assembly meeting calendar for November 2017.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13J, that's not ready yet, is it?
Right. So if I could just get a motion to postpone that.
Move to postpone this item until the October 24th, 2017 regular assembly meeting.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13K, approval of professional services agreement with Shannon and Wilson for Task 1 dam tap alternatives in the amount of $25,585.
Move to approve a professional service agreement with Shannon and Wilson for the Task 1 dam tap alternative analysis in the amount of $25,585.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Well, and the funding is coming through the DCCED DCRA Reservoir Bypass Grant.
Yes.
Okay. And yes, I will say in the future, this was a pretty packed agenda, and so but I. In the future, I'll make sure that that is within the motion.
Well, the reason I mention it is because I went through the budget to try to find the $609,000, and I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I called Lee, and he told me how we access that money. So.
Any further discussion? Oh, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13L, approval of professional services agreement with CRW Engineering Group, LLC, for final evaluation of water treatment plan improvements in the amount of $15,750.
Move to approve professional service agreement to CRW Engineering Group for final evaluation of water treatment plant improvements in the amount of $15,750.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney trial resolution. Executive session was known, and we have adjournment at 8:22 p.m.